Welcome to St. Augustine this evening, the Mike Davis Show. I am here with the amazing producer, and her name is right there, and I can't remember. Oh, Amanda is here today. It's producer Amanda with us today.
Yep.
We're so glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be
here. Plus, this is kind of like pre-gaming for Davey tomorrow.
Yes.
Yep. Davey's off doing a spin class.
I know.
While we are pre-gaming for the champion of the last and final and forever Love Your Mother.
Yes.
He won.
And we have a movie night tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. I got to remember what I watched. At my movie age, night. It's been 2 weeks. Did you watch
have
the movie?
Have you guys watched the movie yet?
Have you?
Have I?
Have you
I
watched?
Am tonight.
You're like that kid that does everything at the last minute.
Yes.
Mainly because you have 3 children and a husband and you're busy and you're working.
Two businesses and 2 jobs.
Yes. I watched the other day and I have comments. I will save them for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. After we spent an inordinate amount of time congratulating Davey for his huge victory.
He won.
Barbara Jean, did that make you feel good?
Davey's
it hurt
amazing.
Me to say it all.
He's amazing.
He is. I saw him coming in the studio this morning. I stopped in to say good morning to the illustrious Pete Melfi, who runs the 904
watching.
Now.
Hi,
I know. I got through his security and everything to see him this morning.
Amazing.
I walked right in.
Better than Pelosi's
I
house.
Walked right in. I didn't even have to use a hammer.
No.
It was so much easier. No, it was really, really cool. I got to see Pete this morning. Davey was coming in. Blake was coming in, and I got to congratulate Davey on the big win.
Yes.
And I'm waiting to see his outfit, but...
Oh, I saw his outfit.
Tomorrow, we're going to review George Santos's reviews of reporters that wore... Or people that went to the... press dinner, the press, whatever the press dinner
White
is.
House
White House press corps dinner. The White House. So George Santos was reviewing the dresses that people wore. He Joan Rivers that moment. And I told Davey he has to find it. We have to look at it. We have to see if we agree with George or not. I figured it would be a great moment tomorrow for Davey.
All right.
But allow him to be expressive.
Fantastic.
So, yes. We got to make a little bit of money. Speaking of expressions, we have to thank some people. Yes.
Are you doing all the reads?
Here, you take those two. I'll give you those two. Salomon Services, although they do all kinds of great work throughout the year, during the summer, they have classes specifically for Utes who are training to get in better shape for their school year next year and their sport. Middle school is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. High school is 5 to 6 p.m. And colleges is 8 to 9 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They do a great job helping you get in shape for next year. So if you want to put on a little more weight, want to get quicker, want to get stronger, they can help you do all of those things.
That is such a man thing to say.
You don't think...
Girls don't go to the gym to put on weight.
You don't think that female athletes today...
Elite female athletes, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. When you were a swimmer...
I was not trying to put on
weight. I get that because you're trying to get through the water faster.
Yes.
And if you went to Salomon Services, they could tell you this is how you get that done.
Yes.
Without putting on weight. However, if you're a weightlifter and you're a female weightlifter, you really do want to put on a little more weight so you can lift a little more weight.
Absolutely.
So there, smarty pants.
Such a male
Somebody
thing
had
to
a
say.
Bad weekend this weekend, and it
Such
wasn't me.
Such a male thing to say. I had a great weekend.
What do you got for reads?
Solar Stick. They were established in 2006. Solar Stick is a local portable power company proudly committed to American manufacturing, constant innovation, and creating jobs right here in St. Augustine, Florida. Solar Stick's focus on providing solutions for self-sufficiency helps users all over the world complete missions and save lives. Solar Stick, changing lives, saving lives, and reviving American manufacturing. And if you don't have dinner plans yet, Carmelo's Pizzeria or 123 Burger House. Join the Tringale family for dinner. Carmelo's Pizza was voted best pizza 9 years in a row. New York style brick oven pizza. They also serve salads, subs, wings, and more. Or 123 Burger House. They've got burger, wings, fries, wings, salads, authentic wood-fired pizza, and ice cream.
Do they have wings?
They do have wings.
Okay, good.
I mentioned wings. I also mentioned fries.
Do they have fries? They have ketchup?
They do.
Yes.
Both restaurants offer dine-in, takeout, delivery through Bite Squad and Grubhub. The Tringale family of dinner want to share dinner with you tonight. There, take it before I mess it up anymore.
Wow, way to bumbling, stumbling.
I got it.
Land Title of America, whether you realize it or not, when you refinance the sale or purchase of a home, there's a title company involved. Don't get stuck with some out-of-town title company who doesn't give a crap when you're faced with challenges. Stay local and choose Land Title of America. Just call or text Stephen Collins, 904-501-4481. He specializes in all types of real estate transactions. Land Title, your local title company, ensuring America's land one title at a time because
they give a crap.
Yes, they do. He is an awesome guy.
I didn't botch that line.
No, you did not.
Got it.
All right. Also, we want to thank Anastasia Diner. They are ending their first month of being a sponsor with us.
Yes.
Love them and Moultrie Diner for sponsoring us. They're awesome.
Will there be a second month?
Yes, there is. They're not going anywhere. They're all excited about it. We're excited about having them here.
Guys.
Plus, they're a great place to go get breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. They're awesome people.
Yes.
I have to turn my alarm off. Give me 1 second to do that because I inadvertently set an alarm for the middle of this show. It's my wake up in the middle of the afternoon. So apparently I thought you were going to be boring today.
Rude.
But I realize that you're not going to be boring, so I'm going to turn off the alarm.
I'm glad you missed me over the weekend, Mike.
I missed you so much, Amanda,
How
over
the
weekend.
How was the Blueberry Festival?
So the Blueberry Festival was amazing. If you have not been to the Blueberry Festival, I strongly recommend the Blueberry Festival with one caveat.
Mm-hmm.
Bostwick is not very big.
No.
It's a small little community. There's a lot of blueberries. So when you go to it, we just happened to be lucky enough to be standing in line waiting for the pancake breakfast next to a gentleman who has been there for all 25 of them.
Oh, wow.
He was with a walker, so he's been there a while. But he said the very first one, they brought their griddles from home. They only did 75 pancake breakfasts. And there were so many griddles plugged in, they kept blowing breakers in the building. It's a little like community center right there in Bostwick. So last year they did 4,000. 4,000.
Slight increase.
Pancake breakfast. It's 25 years old, so it's been around a while. I was told get there early. Starts at 8. We got there right at 8 o'clock.
At 7:30.
Right at 8 o'clock. No, we took our time getting over there. Right at 8 o'clock. We pulled off of 17, went down into Bostwick, got directed to a field that's about, I don't know, maybe a quarter to half a mile from the down center of the little downtown Bostwick. It was getting ready to storm because it poured rain here Saturday morning.
Okay.
And so it kind of followed us.
It was beautiful in Myrtle Beach.
I drugged the storm with us.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we get out, we walk over to there's only one steeple. So you find the steeple and you head towards that, and then you find where the pancake breakfast is. And we just got inside as the heavens opened up. It was really good. The sheriff of Putnam County, along with every other elected official and somebody who wanted to be an elected official, was there.
Yeah.
Because it was like the largest gathering of Putnamanians. Putnamaniums.
To, what is it?
Putnamaniums.
To shake hands and kiss babies.
Yes, that's it. They were doing that. All the people from Putnam County. Gator actually gave me my breakfast. I felt honored that I got breakfast from the sheriff. I thought it was amazing.
Nice.
But the food was good. After we got out of the breakfast area, we went to go get a big blueberry pie. It might be one of the best blueberry pies I've ever had. It was about this big around. Big.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And we got a couple of big boxes of blueberries, which we distributed out to a whole bunch of our family.
So, yeah.
Yes, it was fun. But we were leaving and it was only about 9:15, still threatening to rain. And chaos had ensued on the roads trying to get in.
Oh, no.
So it was a waiting line to get in. Traffic was backed up in both directions on Highway 17, both going south, trying to turn left and right, trying to get in there. It was a mess.
Yeah,
getting out of there was a mess. There was plenty of police to show you where to go and how to get there. And everything. I thought it was great. They did a wonderful job. They needed somebody directing traffic out there on the highway.
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock. So just in an hour, that's all right. So go early, go often.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the Hastings Cabbage, Potato, and Bacon Festival is the center, we stopped there on the way back.
Yeah.
So we had blueberry pancakes, sausage, coffee, and then we got French fries for lunch. Mm. So good. Hand-cut French fries.
What about the cabbage?
Didn't have any cabbage up and serving. There were a few other places. We were kind of there early, like at 10, 10:15.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfect time for French fries, though, I have to tell you.
Yeah?
Yes, French fries should be served every day at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Were they bacon French fries or just French fries?
Just regular old French fries cooked, right. Hand-cut,
hand-cut,
fresh potatoes cooked in peanut oil.
So were they like the wedges, like big fat ones or skinny ones?
They were skinny ones and they were good. They were really, really good.
Well, Bobby ran the Spud 5K.
Bobby, congratulations!
Was that at the Cabbage Potato and Bacon Festival?
It was, the Spud Run.
He got a Spud medal I saw on the Book of Faces.
That's awesome.
Congrats, Bobby.
Bobby, congratulations. I did not do the Spud Run.
No?
No, I don't think it's a good idea to eat breakfast and then run.
After what? Blueberry pancakes?
And sausage.
And blueberry pie?
Yes.
And sausage.
We didn't do the pie. We brought the pie home.
Okay.
Bought the blueberries home. So but it was really, really, really good. I'd say go, but the person that gave me the advice to go early is spot on.
Yeah.
Right get on. There, get in, get out before traffic becomes crazy. And there was probably 50 vendors there selling things. I felt bad for them because the weather was bad.
Yeah.
But I was like, we were just cruising past those vendors.
Nice.
We got the best vendors ever here at the amphitheater on Saturday morning.
We do.
So.
We win.
If it's somebody lost a bag, a plastic bag, and you know me, I'm the environmentalist, so I had to go save the world from the plastic bag.
And the sea turtles, thank you.
It went in a ditch.
Yeah.
Which would have gone straight to the Atlantic Ocean.
Saving sea turtles.
And I almost went ankle deep in the ditch in my running shoes to get the plastic bag. But I succeeded. I got the bag.
Sal would have banished those from Solomon Services.
Oh, I cleaned them up the next day. I cleaned them up. I took care of business. I got them cleaned up. Yeah. I said, we're not doing this. Anyway, so that was that. The potato festival was good. I hear there was about 7 other festivals over the weekend.
Was it festival weekend?
It was festival weekend. There was one of the wine festival, I think, was at the amphitheater.
All right.
So that was this weekend. Darcy looked at me on Sunday and said, you want to go to another festival? I said, no, I'm good. I did 2 in 1 weekend.
I'm festivaled out.
I am. I was good. And
then, you didn't even have to wear a suit.
And Pete told me about all the things he went to.
He was at a lot of stuff.
He was at Love Your Mother.
I saw pictures.
Yes.
Blake was at Love Your Mother.
Yep. And you have to give Pete credit because he's still recovering from being around too many people at the Florida Man Games.
Yeah.
Right? He's still not over the shock and trauma.
Well, he was in a protected area.
I get that.
He had to talk to lots of people.
But there were lots of people. And so then he went right back into lots of people. So I think Pete is pretty well, you will not see him until the 4th of July.
Yeah?
Yep. That's the next.
What's AAP?
Yep.
Are you in seclusion?
He has gone Howard Hughes on us.
Yeah.
He's not even going to cut his hair.
Oh, man, with the jars. Do not bring the jars into the studio.
Yes, 100%. It was a very, very fun weekend. It was great. The weather was pretty good other than the rain early in the morning.
Love Your Mother seemed to be a very successful event. Lots of happy, smiley faces.
Rebecca, if you're out there, let us know how it was.
She was posting all kinds of fun pictures.
Oh, sweet.
And Davey did a couple of lives from Love Your Mother, and he posted some pictures. So it looked like a really fun event.
I think it was an amazing event. I think it was the last
one. Brought to you in part by A.D. Davis.
We were sponsors, yes. But it was that there were a lot of people. Christy Weeks and her crew did an amazing job. All the people that volunteer in those things and get them organized, hats off.
Blue Water Jewelers and Panache, are they the big?
I think they're the bigs, yep.
The bigs.
Congratulations to both of them.
Congrats. I hear you went out with a bang with Love Your Mother.
I think that's awesome.
Yes.
I think that's awesome. I have nothing else other than... Mr. Tom Leak continues to be a feature in my mailbox.
Your mailbox has sprung a leak.
Well, I get a negative Tom Leak advertisement followed shortly thereafter by a positive Tom Leak advertisement followed by another negative Tom Leak advertisement. It's like, man, only person that's making money at this is the guy printing. Is the guy printing the flyers. That person's making a fortune off of this race.
Do you think people that print those flyers are excited about election cycles or exhausted?
I think they're excited as all get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're great. Kenny, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Kenny.
Every time I hear Kenny, I always think of Kenny from South Park. Yes.
Like, you kill Kenny.
Kenny, please be here at the end of the show.
Do you ever wear a red hoodie?
No.
Kenny?
Yeah, Kenny, send pictures of you in a red hoodie. Just kidding. All right. Any other news from your family this weekend?
So I went on a girls' weekend. Mm-hmm. I have my best friend from middle school is in the Army, and she's been deployed for quite a while. Well, not deployed. She's stationed out of the country. And so she has a conference this week, and she asked me if I could come up and hang out with her. And so I guess sound is going up and down. I don't know, Clay. So she invited me to join her in Myrtle Beach. So I met her on Friday at the airport, drove her up to Myrtle Beach, and we had a really fun weekend. So my people hung out at the Springs, De Leon Springs, and had a fun day on Saturday.
Cool.
And got sunburned and exhausted. And
so Dad forgot to put sunscreen on.
He doesn't think about it because he doesn't burn.
Mm.
And my kids don't normally burn. And so they didn't think about it either. I'm usually the one that burns in my family. So I'm the one that reminds everybody about that. And I was not there to remind them. And so I found out after the fact.
pretty obviously after the fact.
It's hard to hide a
sunburn from your parents.
Especially when your daughter's texting you, I'm so burned and I'm so bad I can't sleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Help me.
So heal.
Let us know. Clay said the sound was going up and down. If Clay's listening on the...
Going to put some headphones
on. If Clay is listening on the app, let me know that the app's working. Because I've had people tell me last week the app was not working during the show.
Okay. Well, we've had some computer issues with stuff Clay had to clean up on the computer. And so the computer was going in and out last week. And so that might have been what was glitching the app. But that's not an issue this week.
All right.
So we should be good. And I'm getting steady sound right now in my headphones. And I'm seeing readings for steady sound. So that should be good.
That is a good thing.
Yeah. So if you're getting funky sound, then leave the stream and come back in.
All right. People calling me.
People calling
I'm
you.
In the middle of a show.
You're busy, man.
It's been crazy busy this afternoon. Russell Brand.
Yes.
Your thoughts on Mr. Russell Brand before we discuss
He's had quite the trajectory in his life.
Okay. Give me the trajectory.
Well, I mean, he was what, like a rock star comedian guy with massive addiction issues and living the rock star lifestyle of lots of promiscuous experiences. I know he was married to Katy Perry, and I'm pretty sure he texted her that he wanted a divorce, and that's how she found out her marriage was over.
It's a rather millennial way to handle that.
Yeah, I guess. Like, that she was out of the country. They hadn't seen each other. She was on a tour or something, and he texted her.
Well, as Eric Church says, it's over when it's over.
It is over when it's over, evidently. Yes. And so he has gotten sober. And he's been on a journey. He's gone from like vociferous socialist to more libertarian, still kind of anti-corporate. And he's gone from being like a pretty rabid atheist, I would say, to becoming more of a spiritually minded person. So I don't know. He's had quite the evolution. He's canceled because he's not far left enough.
Yes, he was welcomed in the world. When his life was a mess.
Yes.
He was celebrated and heralded.
Yes, when
he was wallowing in degeneracy. And then he began to clean up his life, began to kind of get himself straightened out. And all of a sudden, the same people that celebrated him decided he wasn't cool enough to be on the show anymore.
Now that I'm pretty sure he's married. I'm pretty sure he has kids and he's stable and sober. Yep. So now he's no good. Persona non grata.
Bobby says he's watching on his phone at Mirabella.
Are you on public Wi-Fi?
And
it's probably dropping.
Says the show keeps popping off and on, refreshed a couple of times. So we are working on that. And Kenny was marked safe because he was wearing blue.
Oh, good.
But Kenny, don't wear the red sweatshirt, man.
Not the red sweatshirt. That's just a death wish.
Don't do it. So anyway, Russell Brand announced that he is taking the plunge. He got baptized on Sunday.
Quite the evolution for
somebody who was in a very different place.
Mm-hmm. Very vocally,
spiritually,
and
probably emotionally, and just from a thought process, right? So Congratulations to him. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome and amazing. And it's kind of interesting sometimes the people that God picks to be his spokespeople. Yeah.
Well, so that's the second very vocal atheist that has come out making a statement of faith or an endorsement to Christianity. Richard Dawkins was in an interview where he described himself as a cultural Christian and that he doesn't believe it. He doesn't ascribe to the faith, mm-hmm. but culturally he identifies himself with Christianity, mm-hmm. and broader Western civilization, which is based on Judeo-Christian ethics, and that he feels that Christianity is the path for the most fair and stable society. So that was an interesting endorsement from someone who has been very anti all faith mm-hmm. to now be coming to at least it's sort of the Thomas Paine position. Thomas Paine was an atheist, but after embracing the French Revolution and seeing that the revolution without God was not superior to the revolution with God, once he was finally free from the Bastille, he came back to the United States and was like, okay, so maybe all this God talk wasn't so bad after all.
Do you think some like the founding fathers that were very religious were like, this Paine guy just wrote an okay book, but we got to stay away from him?
Well, so they appreciated the work that he did on Common Sense and other pamphlets that he was attached mm-hmm. to, but they didn't agree with his take on the only problem with the American Revolution and the founding of the country was how tied it was to God and belief. And so when
went to Revolution Part Two, which was held in France.
So when the French followed in our footsteps, but did it the right way, according to Thomas Paine, he was very excited and he went and didn't stay a free man for long and spent a bit of time in the Bastille. And some of the founding fathers that Thomas Paine had worked so closely with during the revolution didn't want anything to do with them, but some of them did bring him back and got him settled. And when he passed away, they paid to have him buried. So he didn't, you know, get buried in a pauper's field or something. So, you know, it's interesting what happened after the story for Thomas Paine.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Well, you always hear the like the famous part, but you never hear the end of the story.
Like, the rest of the story.
And here's the 11 disciples. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, what happened to the 11 disciples? Well, not good things.
Yeah.
Here are the signers of the Declaration of Independence. What happened to them? Mm-hmm. Some of them had some pretty rough lives.
Find out what happened to them after they signed that. Will either hang together or will hang separately.
Yes. 100%.
Once you sign on that dotted line, they pretty much sealed their fate. And it was the minority that had a prosperous life after that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of conversation.
I know.
Kenny's fixing scooters.
Kenny and his brother-in-law. Yes. So Tim and Kenny have now gotten to know each other through family. So we have a family reunion going on.
Taylor Swift.
That's right, Tim. Taylor Swift was, I saw her on TV somewhere this weekend. Without Travis Kelce, and I'm not trying to start a rumor.
So the Vikings scored J.J. McCarthy as a quarterback, so Barbara Jean's excited. Did you want to talk about the draft this weekend?
Yeah, not really.
No?
It was a draft. It was really long. I know people
Austin Reed got drafted.
I did not think he got drafted. I thought he got signed after the sixth round.
He got signed by the Chicago Bears.
He got signed to the Chicago Bears. They also had the number one quarterback pick. So I love Austin, but that is an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to pay that dude millions of dollars, and they're going to want him on the field.
Yeah.
But I think Austin's path to playing in the NFL mm-hmm. is going to be the same path he had in college. He's just going to have to work at it.
He's going to work for it.
And he's going to work for it. He's a great young man, and he'll put mm-hmm. the time and energy in and one day we'll call him up and go, Austin, congratulations on your success. And he'll go, who is this?
Yeah, he would say that if I called him up right now. No. If he saw me at church, he'd be like, oh, I know you.
He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. Mm-hmm. He really, great truly family. Is. Yes,
he's
wonderful
engaged.
Family. Congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Lots awesome. Of big things for us.
Yes, lots of big things. All right, speaking of big things. Over the weekend, riots, protests continued at college campi.
Yeah.
Not just a campus, but a campi.
All of the things.
All of these places.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was fairly interesting. And some of the, there was a couple of jokes out there. One was Hillsdale College.
Yes.
Still not a single protest at Hillsdale College.
Not a their, single their one,
their streak
huh?
remains intact
mm-hmm.
of not a single protest. The other was that people that were protesting at Ivy League schools did not want death to America, even though they were chanting it until after America had paid their student loans back.
Yeah.
Might be a little bit of capitalism going in that in there.
Interesting.
Some of the colleges, like the University of Florida, handled it very swiftly and very mm-hmm. quickly. Other campuses, especially Ivy League, seem to be struggling. And the longer they struggle, the more of a PR
nightmare.
Problem, nightmare, fiasco it is becoming for them.
Well, they had those college presidents come in and answer questions to Congress, and that didn't go well. And one of them didn't keep their job, at mm-hmm. least one. Did yep. more than one lose their job?
Yep.
And now, you know, what they were trying to say would never happen has happened. And it's a mess.
It's not good.
Mm-mm.
It's not a good look for the colleges. It's definitely not a good look for the students.
No.
It is a bad look for the students.
Do you want to hear some completely unrelated factoid that has nothing to do with anything that's happening on college campuses right now?
I would love to, right after we plug Threads. And how good Threads is. Threads
Mark Zuckerberg is amazing.
Mark Zuckerberg has a great platform.
Would you like to guess where in the world American universities receive the largest percentage of their foreign donations from?
The Middle East.
Mm-hmm. Specifically, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and United Arab Emirates. Do they have any sort of opinion on what's happening?
I love it when Amanda takes a Thursday question and brings it up on Monday. This is like you could have kept that story. You could no, because it's not Thursday. You could have kept the points.
I'm putting an asterisk on my score on Thursday.
I won't be here. You can put as many asterisks as you want. You got to keep score.
He's bailing on me, y'all.
I have a place to go on Thursday.
Must be nice.
And I'm going. It's not surfing.
I was about to say.
It's not
Puerto
surfing.
Rico, Costa Rica.
Nope. No surfing this time.
Is Darcy taking you out?
Yes.
Hot date.
I have to go visit my sister.
Not a hot date.
Yep. I gotta go. No, it's not. Her husband's a great guy and their family, their two kids are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Grace and Patton, and we have friends where they live, so we're going to go visit them as well. And
yeah.
family on Darcy's side as well. So we're all.
Very cool.
Yeah. So we're all good.
You're leaving us.
You guys got Thursday. Thursday's a rock and roll show.
It is.
I usually hold it back.
Especially since you're the one that does all the research and gives all the questions. And
I'm usually the one holding back the show on Thursday. You guys would be banned in 30 seconds.
Now I have to do work.
I know, you do. I can give you some of the questions. I have like a week's worth of questions here. And we've got a great question for five questions today, which will probably take about 10 minutes to get through.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't go too far from that.
Okay.
Also on the cover of Florida Trend this month, there is a flying car.
Okay.
And the headline is Sky. It's George Jetson's car.
Me.
When George I say flying Jetson. Car, think of George Jetson. It's a Sky High Ambitions as the air taxi industry inches towards takeoff. Florida figures prominently in its flight plans.
Have you ever seen Fifth Element?
Yes. It looks like there's an open seat back here in the back. It's like, yeah, we'll just put you back there in the open seat.
That's a cheap seat.
I don't know. I don't know that I want an air taxi from point A to point B.
See if I can show everybody. Florida.
Florida Trend. Yeah, it was really, I saw the cover and I'm like, oh my gosh. It's the one thing we've been complaining about as kids we haven't seen in our lifetime is flying cars.
Mm-hmm.
Jetpacks also. We were going to have jetpacks and flying cars by now, and
Rocketeer?
We got neither.
Rocketeer was a great movie.
Rocketeer was an amazing movie.
I enjoyed it.
One of the best movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just funny that the bad guy in that was an American who was an undercover agent for a certain country, and we're talking about that same thing on campuses now.
Yeah.
It's just ironic.
Isn't it ironic?
Yes.
Don't you think?
Did you find it?
It's August story.
No,
it's
evidently they have
written about this more than once.
No, May 2024.
I'm trying to find the May story.
It's a really cool story.
There's an August story.
Did I finally challenge you to find something and you couldn't find it?
You didn't challenge. I offered and I failed.
Man. You see? Left behind.
Left
behind. But I do have an answer for the college campus problem.
Yes.
Keep all the kids at the protest till finals are over.
Get it.
Flunk all the ones who didn't go to finals, mm-hmm. and then boot them out of school. Problem solved. No refunds. All you right. failed.
Zero tolerance policy.
Yes. The Fifth Element was one of the best movies ever. It was one of those rare movies.
Fantastic.
That had cool stuff in it that you'd never seen before. And you're like, oh my gosh, Chris Tucker.
I enjoyed that
was
movie a lot.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, he was.
Gary Oldman was a little weird in that, which is exactly what he was supposed to be.
I mean, that tracks.
And it kind of, you know. He didn't get unweird for me until he played Winston Churchill.
Oh, yeah? And still, made himself sick with cigars?
Still a little weird. Winston probably was sick with cigars and bourbon. Well,
you know.
Scotch.
Got a little method.
Yes. Got a little method.
They're hiding the cover from me. I don't appreciate it.
They don't want you to see it.
I don't.
Susan, your value does increase every day. I agree with you that it does.
I'm just going to take a picture of it.
Oh, we're going to get it on there that way.
Old school.
100% old school way.
I don't appreciate the block on the Search Florida Trend. Kiss my booty.
Now, I thought Chris Tucker, Bruce Willis, amazing. And then, was it Mila
Jojovich?
Yes, I cannot pronounce that. I thought she did a great
job.
Something
like
too. It? Yes.
See.
She didn't speak a lot, but she sure held my attention when she was on the screen.
Lilu Dallas Multipass.
Yes, that too.
I love that movie. I can quote just so much of it. It's a fantastic movie.
It really was a good movie.
It's one of those I can't wait to show my kids, but like I can't yet.
I'm here to negotiate.
There's some scenes.
I'm here to negotiate who's in charge.
Yeah.
Funny, that might work on a certain situation today.
Oh, no.
I'm
here
to negotiate who's in charge.
Oh, my word.
Direct action.
Send out your leader.
Yes.
We're prepared to negotiate.
Yes.
Where did you learn to negotiate like that?
Florida Trend. You got it.
I got it.
Flying car. George Jetson's car is coming. Would you fly in the Florida Trend car?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Which I'm a no.
You're a no? You wouldn't do it?
Nope. Not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
I don't like first-generation technology. Give me that second or third generation
after
people have survived it.
Yeah. You're not the pioneer to try it first?
No, not that. No.
But in the comments, if you want to fly any flying taxi cab. I mean, I've ridden in taxi cabs, and I don't know if I would trust the driver.
I don't know. I don't want to go. No.
Yeah.
You're telling me the guy that I don't trust in the taxi cab can now fly into things.
Yes.
And you want to know why I'm not signing up to go first.
I don't do food delivery services because, one, I don't want to pay that much for my food to be delivered.
Yeah.
And because there was a study during that virus that we don't name that 30% of those drivers were sampling the food. And I'm not going to pay like three times as much
for food
that someone else has sampled, licked their fingers, and tried again. Like, no, thank you. I'm too cheap for that.
I'll just go get my own.
Hmm?
I'm just going to go get my own.
If I wanted that bad, I'll go and get it.
We really need to get into this
five questions.
Because the one, like I said, it's going to take a minute. There was a study that was out. They were asking the average person in the U.S. has only been to five of these places.
Yes.
Okay. So five places are on this list that you've been to. You need to keep track. Get your piece of paper and count.
So get ready, y'all.
Because I'm curious to see who has the most. I do not. Amanda and I have already done this.
I win.
Somebody is a travel whatever.
Maven.
And has been to a lot of places. Yes, we'll call it that. All right. So here's the list. I'm going to run down them. Statue of Liberty. I have not. I've been close, but I haven't been there.
I've been there.
Right.
I smacked a man's booty at the Statue of Liberty and almost got my dad punched in the face.
You are a travel. Niagara Falls.
Yes.
I've not been to those two. Grand Canyon. Yes.
Yes.
Does it count that I hiked all the way through it?
You still get 1 point.
This is Grand Canyon. 1 point.
Still get 1 point.
Mall of America.
I have not been to Mall of America.
I have not either. Walt Disney World.
Barbara Jean has to have been.
Barbara Jean better have been. Walt Disney World. Yes.
100%.
Yep. Gateway Arch.
Yes.
I've not been
I've been to the top of it.
Mm-hmm. Braggadocious today as well.
I hiked the Grand Canyon.
I did. And you still only get 1 point.
I only get 1 point.
Zion National Park.
I have not been.
Me either. Empire State Building.
Yes.
Space Needle.
Been to the top of that one, too. I have not been to the Space Needle.
Road to Hana?
I'm not sure if I've been to this or not, because I went to a lot of places in Hawaii, and I'm not sure.
Okay. Hollywood Sign.
I have not.
I haven't yet. Fort Sumter.
I don't know.
I missed going on a tour there because we got someplace late. Mm-hmm. It was actually, we couldn't go. Darcy had to work one. She had a parent-teacher meet the teacher night.
Yeah.
That was the night they did the Fort Sumter trip, and I would love to have gone.
Yeah.
Las Vegas Strip, no.
I have definitely been to Las Vegas Strip.
Times Square.
Yep.
All right. Wright Brothers Memorial.
I don't think I have been.
I have not been. How can you not been? You've been all over the Carolinas.
I know, but we are typically in the west part of the Carolinas, and not the east. That's what confused me about being in Myrtle Beach, because I was like, this does not feel like South Carolina to me at all. It feels like Cocoa Beach. It does not feel as like South Carolina.
Okay. Yellowstone.
I have been to Yellowstone.
I have not been. And we were close. We just didn't go. The White House.
I have been.
I have been to the White House, too. Mm-hmm. My mom was pregnant with me. I count that as having gone.
In utero?
Yes.
All right.
I count that as the Everglades.
Yes.
I've been through them, but I haven't stopped. I mean, I haven't officially stopped and did the...
You didn't fan boat?
No, I didn't do the... National Lampoon Vacation. All right, here's the Everglades, kids. They're really big. Let's go.
Look, kids, Big Ben. Yeah,
no. Yosemite National Park.
I don't think I've been there.
Yosemite... No.
That wasn't the park of choice when we went.
Yosemite, is that in California? Is that where the redwoods are?
Yeah, I think so.
But I don't...
I think it's Northern California.
We went to John Muir Park.
Put it in the comments.
I don't think I went to that. Pikes Peak is a no.
Pikes Peak, I have not been.
Liberty Bell.
Yes, I have.
Chicago River.
You know what? That thing's broken.
Yes, it is. It is broken. The Chicago River.
Nope.
I've been to the Chicago River.
Oh, you beat me on one.
Central Park.
I got Central Park. Mm-mm. I walked through it.
Washington,
Strawberry Fields, the castle, the whole deal.
Washington Monument.
Yes, I've been to the top.
Mm-hmm, me too. South
when
Beach.
You could go.
I've been multiple times. Thank you very much. Still only get 1 point.
Yeah.
South Beach.
I think I've driven past it. I don't think I've ever walked it, so I didn't count it.
Mount Rushmore.
Yes. I visited Mount Rushmore in a helicopter. So I looked up their nose.
This is like the greatest thing ever for you.
I love it. So my grandfather was really big into traveling.
Apparently.
And he was really big into road trips. And my mom was afraid to fly. So when my dad also loves traveling, got it from his dad. And so we would road trip all over the place. And so there was one summer that my grandfather picked us up in Atlanta and then drove us all the way out to Idaho and came back. And we kind of zigzagged and saw as much cool stuff as we could. So a lot of these all happened on one trip.
All right. French Quarter.
Yes.
Yep.
I took my kids to the French Quarter.
Been there. Yep. The Golden Gate Bridge.
I don't know if I've been to the Golden Gate Bridge.
Been to the Golden Gate Bridge.
And I have not been to Lake Tahoe.
Walked it and driven it. Still only 1 point. Lake Tahoe.
I don't think I've been to Lake Tahoe.
I haven't been to Lake Tahoe. Lake Tahoe is in Utah, but no, we were at the Salt Lake. We were at Salt Lake, so not Lake Tahoe. Okay, and the last one, which
Lake Tahoe is Nevada.
No, I think.
Oh, okay. And the last one is?
If you've never been anywhere, you're going to get to check this one off because you're listening to the show. St. Augustine.
St. Augustine. So I've got 17.
You have 17?
I miscounted when I was in my meeting.
I have 9.
Ha ha!
I got crushed. Don't you wish we played travel trivia on Thursday
Maybe
instead of real trivia?
Do.
Maybe you should.
Places, travel trivia.
Places Amanda's been this
With
Thursday.
With the Bollocks Boys.
Yes.
If we have Lenny, then it's got to be Bollocks Boys, not Blevins Boys.
Just a warning, don't pick any sites along I-95 from here to D.C.
Okay.
Because Troy's been
to
all of them.
He's
walked the entire thing. Don't pick that site.
Look up Road to Hana.
Look up Road to Hana. Yeah, I was very happy. The first time I did a quick look through it, I only had like six.
So Mike sends that to me this morning, and he's all excited. And I send back my answer, and he's like, oh.
Never mind. Never mind. No need to do that on the show today.
But we did it anyway.
Yes, we did. Okay, let's do this one. Since we just got off road trip. Road trip radio, what type of music do you like to listen to on a road trip?
What kind of music do I like? So I feel like we all like listening to the music of our late teens, early 20s. So I'm like...
So the stuff that was last week is your favorite stuff.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like 80s, 90s, very early 2000s. And that's what I would prefer to listen to on a road trip. If I'm going to listen to music, but if I'm alone... So if I'm with my family, we're listening to music and we take turns picking songs. If I'm alone, I'm listening to podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Bobby had five. Tahoe was in Nevada. You're right. Yes.
Ha-ha.
I went with Utah because that's what Pete would have answered.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Salt Lake is in Utah. But yes. So the Road to Hana is on Maui. And I... wasn't on that part of Maui, so I did not.
So Susan,
I did YPO Valley in the Big Island.
So you got 17 space. 17. Right now, you are winning. Susan only had 14.
I get a tile?
You're going to get a tile. We are giving those things away before we have to clean them up. We either give them away or we got to throw them out at the end of the year. So let's try to get rid of them. All right. So road trip radio. Uh-huh. For me, it's something upbeat. If I'm traveling, I don't want to do really... down slow music because it's a long day of driving. Mm-hmm. So I would prefer Barbara Jean got 20.
Yeah, Barbara Jean, you get a tile.
Not
without Mall of America.
I know. It's an easy win for you, Barbara Jean.
Well, you were a motorcycle babe, right? So how many of them were on the back of a motorcycle? I want to know.
I bet you do. No, so upbeat music, nothing down, nothing too somber, because you want to be in a happy mood as you're driving around the country.
Well, you're an upbeat kind of guy.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly I am. Mostly. So I got to talk about Taylor Swift. Just kills the mood.
Taylor Swift, Tim.
Yeah, that's right, Tim.
Two more,
buddy. All right. Worst politician you have ever met. It's like you met them, you had to shake their hand, you had to say hello to them. Worst one you ever met. I can start with Charlie Crist came to the St. Augustine Rotary Club when he was attorney general and still a Republican.
Uh-huh.
Before he began wandering in the desert of parties to figure out how to get elected to something.
Uh-huh.
So...
Was he slathered in Vaseline like Burt Reynolds? Oh,
man, just mentioning the meeting of him, I'm going home and taking another shower. I think I left Rotary, went home and took a shower. It was just, I felt sleazy after I met him.
So
Troy was like, oh, I think the guy is great. I was like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah.
So he ranks up there as the most cringe-worthy politician I met.
So did you read him as fake from the very beginning?
Looked at everybody at the table and said he's running for something else. He's not just here because the attorney general wanted to come to Rotary clubs.
Yeah.
And they're all like, duh. I'm like, duh. And they're like, yes, he's running for governor.
Yeah.
So, and then he ran for governor and didn't go conservatively enough for me.
Yeah.
But I knew when he came to Rotary, I was like, this is not, it's not good. Not good. I've met some really cool people that are in politics. He is not one of them.
I've met almost no one that is in politics. I did meet Herman Cain, and he was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Marco Rubio was also supposed to be at that event, and he stood us up. Signs of things to come. So I missed meeting Marco Rubio.
He had a boot problem.
Possibly.
Never gets old.
We were out in a field. It never gets old. So he might have just not wanted to... You know, step in the grass with his heels.
He could have broken an ankle.
Could have.
It never gets funny.
Awesome. You never asked this question because you wanted me to say one person in particular. He was not a politician when I knew him, but Matt Gaetz is probably the only slimy politician that I've ever met because I've met almost none.
You are so lucky. You are so lucky.
It might be that I'm not in the right tax bracket to meet elected officials.
So back to being a baby inside my mom.
Bobby got it. He knew where you were going.
She met Teddy Kennedy. And she loved
the Kennedys. She survived.
Well, she did. First of all, she's marked safe, and so was I. But she shook his hand.
Probably because she was pregnant with you.
I saved my mom's life that day. But she shook his hand, came home, and told my dad, I'm never washing his hand. I swear I kicked her so hard that night as a baby. I was like, stop this. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ick.
I was never a Teddy fan. I just wasn't.
No, not even in utero.
No, we're not even there. I knew.
Yeah.
I just knew. No good. All right.
She thought you were having the John the Baptist reaction in the belly, and really you were just trying to kick Teddy.
I was just trying to let her know this is not a good person and it's time to leave. Let's leave.
Don't get in the car with him.
No.
Whatever you do.
All right. Let's see. Let's save the last friend questions. What fictional character would you want as a friend?
You were excited.
I don't
about
want
this
any of the hobbits
first.
As my friend. They live a very dangerous life.
You should go first.
Me going first?
Uh-huh.
Fictional character.
Fictional character.
Man, this will sound really funny. I've been reading through all these different spy novels and everything. Mm-hmm. And the whole Mitch Rapp series, there's book 24 is coming out.
Yeah.
Like the original guy that wrote it is no longer with us, and other people have taken over the series. Mm-hmm. But he's like my favorite fictional character.
Yeah.
So Mitch Rapp is my favorite fictional character. That would be awesome. However, I also understand that I'm probably going to get shot at, maybe get shot and be in danger the entire time I'm hanging out with him.
Yeah.
But since it's fictional, it's okay.
So there's Carl Hyacin is a really fun author that I went on a bit of a deep dive with his books. He's a Florida author, and it's usually like kind of crime mystery a little bit. And there's an ex-governor. I think everyone called him
Charlie Crist.
No, there's an ex-governor who he was an idealistic young man, got elected governor, and got so disenchanted with the corruption of politics that he ended up like disappearing, just leaving one day and not coming back. And then there was like random sightings of him. And so he ends up becoming like a swamp dweller, and he recurs through a few of the novels. And so characters, they're not connected or a series even, but characters will run into
him. Is his name Mitch in the book? And is he a turtle?
I believe his name is Skink in the book. So he seems like a really fun character to have been a part of.
Yeah.
But let's see, maybe Elizabeth Bennet. Maybe I'd want her to be my friend.
From what's...
From Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen.
Okay.
She's a saucy lady.
Bobby had Doc Savage.
Doc Savage.
Yep, which is Lenny's favorite.
Yeah.
Lenny loves... I think you were gone that Thursday, but
maybe.
We got to hear the whole Doc Savage books and how many Doc Savage books there were and all that. And Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan, that's a good answer.
The Jack Ryan books were great.
Mm-hmm.
And then... you flash forward, my favorite characters out of there, same type of a Mitch Rapp character, was John Clark.
Yeah.
And his son-in-law, Ding Chavez.
So Susan Johnson said Annie Oakley, but she said she thinks she's real. Yeah, Oakley was real. But, I mean, she's still in movies.
Oh, Barbara Jean, I can see why you like James Coburn and In Like Flint.
He was
very dashing.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very. And he always had a bevy of beauties. It was like they went, James Bond only got one Bond girl per movie.
Yeah.
Flint had like eight.
Flint.
In Like Flint. James Coburn, I think there were two movies that were made in an effort to come up with an American James Bond. It was a lot more campy than James Bond. It was like the TV version of Batman and Robin or Batman. It was very campy.
So if you read the James Bond books, James Bond's kind of more... get smart, kind of bumbling spy that things end up working out. Derek Flint. All right.
Yeah, but you say that, and then they're casting him, and Sean Connery walks in, and they went, no, he's not bumbling anymore. He's just sexy and cool.
And so I think there was one James Bond that was a little bit bumbling, and then after that, he just became the dashing man of mystery.
Peter Sellers. was the bumbling one.
Okay.
They had Peter Sellers.
So that's the one that actually was true to the character and the rest of Royale. Them were not.
Was that one. And there was another one. George Lazenby was in just one. I can't even remember the title of it.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Yeah. Sean Connery's like, I'm not coming back. And they're like, oh, we'll hire anybody. And they hired anybody. And they're like, we need you back.
Yeah.
And then it's like, Sean, you're 70. You can retire now. No, I'll do two more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Sean Connery.
He's Sean Connery. Looked good through every single one of them.
Dadgum, that man was good.
Yes.
Looking.
Good looking.
I was just talking to my friend about the movie Finding Forrester. He was still good looking in that movie. And he's probably in his 70s.
Hey, last question of the day.
Uh-huh.
A favor your friend asked you to do. You did it, but you should have said no.
Yeah.
And I can lead with this story.
Mine is a bit of a story. It's a bit of a journey.
I'll quickly go through mine.
Sean Connery in Finding Forrester, 2000. He's still good looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good looking dude, man. Yes.
So I had a buddy, Jeremy Tyson.
Uh-huh.
Jeremy was one of the better surfers of our time in the early 80s. Really cool guy. He was at St. Joe. He lived about three blocks from my house.
Okay.
And so Jeremy's like, hey, can you give me a ride to school? And I started giving Jeremy rides to school.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I go to pick him up. It's the day I'm running late. It's the day that I shouldn't have picked Jeremy. I just should have called him and said, dude, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Would have worked out just fine for him.
Because
when I picked him up, he's like, hey, I'm not going to school today. The waves are great. Can you drop me off between here and St. Joe?
Yeah.
I did. It made me even later. I was trying to rush to get to school. I got in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my mom knew my route to St. Joe. This was not on the route to St. Joe. So I got in trouble, not just for being late to school, getting in an accident, but for also helping a kid skip school, which I really didn't know I was doing until he got in the car. And if your friend tells you when he gets in the car, can you help me skip school? You don't go, no, I'm taking you to school today.
You're like,
sure, dude, I can drop you off.
Yeah.
So that got me in a whole world of trouble.
Whole heap of trouble.
A whole world. Oh my gosh, I was in big trouble.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bobby, that's a resounding yes. Sean Connery was attractive in Outland, too.
Bobby, yes in everything. I don't think there's a single movie.
Always yes.
Yes, it's always yes.
He was even a monk in a movie that did not go well. He was still good looking.
Rhetorical question, Bobby. Yeah. Needs no reply. All right, I gave you my story of when I should have told a friend no.
All right. This is just a comedy of errors.
And this is your question.
I know.
This is true confessions from Amanda. Yeah.
So my friend that I just saw in South Carolina, when she was just entering the Army, she was finishing up at UF, and she was already married. She had a baby. They had a house that they were living in, so they had dogs and cats. She's a vet, so she had animals that she had adopted throughout her undergrad and her vet school experience, because she's always in contact with animals that are in need. And so they had sent one cat with family to her new duty station where she was going to go after tech school. And they were able to take their dogs with them to tech school, but there was a cat that they couldn't take with them. So that cat stayed in Gainesville. So they're in Texas and she's finishing up basic and her tech school, and they're getting ready to go to Germany, which was her first duty station. And so she contacts me and she's like, hey, just out of interest, would you be willing to go pick up my cat from Gainesville? I will fly you and Isabella to Texas. You can bring me my cat, so that we can, you know, be reunited and take the cat with us to Germany. So she's like, I'll pay for the travel, the whole deal. And I was like, right, well, you've got to give me sedatives for your cat, because I don't want, like, this cat who doesn't know me that well.
Did you take the sedatives
to freak
yourself?
Out. No, I was a nursing mother. I did not.
Okay, thank goodness for that.
So we get the sedatives from the vet. I go and get the cat. I've got like the cat carrier, the whole deal. Everything's provided for me. I find out how long the sedatives are supposed to be active in the cat system.
Of course you do.
How long?
You went and read how many research papers?
No, I asked my friend. She's a vet.
Okay.
So I was like, how long is this going to knock the cat out for? And she's like, okay, 6 hours. I'm like, all right, well, my travel time's 6 hours. So my math is you give it to the animal the last possible second that you can so that they're out, because I know what cats sound like when they're coming out of sedation, and it's a nightmare, and I didn't want a cat like screaming and delirious on the plane with me with my baby, because I had a 7-month-old at that mm-hmm. point. And so here I am. I've got a cat carrier strapped to a wheelie cart. So I'm wheeling a cat behind me. I'm pushing a baby in a stroller in front of me. And I get to security. And Louie gives
Looking
me a kiss.
Looking for a nursing station.
And Louie gives me a kiss. I'm as far as he can go with me. And so he leaves. He doesn't wait until I go through security. And turns out that was a horrible, tragic error. Because Jacksonville Airport violated what everyone told me, which is you put the cat bag with the cat inside on the belt and it goes through the x-ray machine. And as long as nothing pings, then you're good to go. They refuse to allow me through the line with the cat inside the bag. So they tell me that I have to take a cat out of the bag and hand carry this cat through security with my baby on my hip. I have to walk all of the living mammals through the metal detector.
Had I been next to you, mm-hmm. while I'm laughing hysterically, I would have said, I'll help. Mm-hmm. Give me the baby.
Right? Exactly.
The cat is yours.
And it wasn't
I'll
even
help
like,
you with the baby.
Okay, get the baby through and put her back in the stroller after we scan that and then deal with the cat. They wanted me to do both. Luckily, I tried the cat first. Okay, so the backstory on the cat, I told you she came in contact with animals in need all the time. So the cat had been a stray mm-hmm. that had been taken in by...
Not a stray, but a stray.
It was a stray
yes,
cat.
Yes, yes.
And so what emergency clinics will do is they'll take in a stray cat, they'll vet it to make sure that it's healthy, and if it is healthy, then they'll take care of the cat. And they, if they need a blood transfusion for an animal in an emergency situation, then they'll use that cat as a blood donor cat. So this was a blood donor cat. The cat is an active blood donor for a period of time, and then it's no longer available to be a blood donor, and then it gets adopted out by the people that have been caring for it inside the clinic. So you see cats at vet clinics, a lot of times they're blood donor cats. So that's what this cat was. As a result, this cat did not like to be held the way a vet tech would hold a cat.
Vampires.
Well, the cat didn't like to be held at all, but it especially didn't like to be held the way a vet tech would restrain a cat. I don't know that about how that's like this major trigger for this cat. And so I'm like, you know, this isn't my cat. This is my friend's cat. Like, I've got experience with it, but not like super close with this cat. So, you know, are you sure you want me to take this cat out of the bag? You have to take the cat out of the bag or you can't take it on the plane.
So backstory, mm-hmm. somewhere there's a supervisor that sees you and the cat and the baby mm-hmm. 5 minutes before you got there and went on the headset with all of you. We got one.
Drug mule.
We got a live one. No. We got a live one.
Yes.
Tell this one she has to take the cat out of the bag. There were probably, you know, the four guys that mm-hmm. do the Impractical Jokers?
Yeah.
One of them was probably back there going, make her take the cat out of the bag.
Well, after what happened, they did not come and reveal themselves. And they did not ask me to sign the release.
Make her take the cat.
I was a vet tech at some point. So I was like, okay, well.
But I'll be honest, though. It was dolphins. Cats
no.
are a little different.
Well, I did vet tech for dolphin procedures, okay. but I vet teched at a local veterinary clinic, and I had experience with cats and dogs. Right. And so I was like, not knowing that is a major trigger to be held the way a vet tech would hold it, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to hold this cat like I'm going to hold it the way a vet tech would because it doesn't know me. I don't want it freaking out. So I do that, and it loses its ever-loving mind. Surprising zero people. This cat bites me and in my joints and my fingers, claws me up, claws me across the chest, bites, claws, and I'm still holding on to it, trying to get it through security until its claws work its way up my face and go through my lip and into my gum. And I feel like it's stuck between my tooth and my gum. And I'm like, bye, you're good. Like, I can't hold on to you anymore. And so now the cat is free and running through the Jacksonville airport.
Born free.
I'm bleeding everywhere.
Suddenly I can hear the Born Free theme song playing in the background.
Just about to cry. So they end up calling an ambulance. They have to close down that line of security because now there's a biohazard because my blood's everywhere.
Yes, it is.
The cops are now chasing the cat through the Jacksonville airport, and they pin the cat in the bathroom, and they have Kevlar on, so they're fine holding the cat because they could just squeeze it as close to them as possible. So they get the cat back. They almost forget to x-ray the bag while the cat is free-balling it through the airport. And so we get everything done. As soon as we get the radio call, they throw the bag through the x-ray machine, get the cat back in the bag. The ambulance shows up. Louis had already left the complex. He was trying to turn around to get back in and get parked so he could come in to help me. But by that point, the ambulance guys were there. They had no antiseptic to clean up my scratches other than rubbing alcohol.
So I can see the ambulance coming up and Louis going, yeah, Amanda let the cat out of the bag.
Well, that became the joke, like, yes. Cat's out of the bag. Cat's well, this bag. Is what happens when you let the cat out of the bag. So they put rubbing alcohol all over these fresh cat scratches.
I bet that felt good.
Which burned and inflamed them. So I looked like I had been attacked by a werewolf. It looked like I was fleeing from my incredibly violent husband with my baby and my cat.
Yes.
And so I get to my gate just barely. They had already started boarding. They stopped boarding. Because here I am, a woman who looks like she's fleeing violence with a baby and an animal. Mm-hmm. And so they stop boarding to let me get in and settled. And then they resume boarding. I got scratch fever. I had to be on antibiotics. I had to do Epsom salt soaks. This whole thing. I couldn't bend my finger by the time I got to Texas. It was a nightmare.
So are you sure it wasn't?
I should have said no.
You sure it wasn't a Florkin?
I don't know.
You didn't see any of the Marvel movies, did you?
I didn't watch Captain Marvel.
Not one Marvel movie.
Is this the cat thing from Captain Marvel?
Yes, it is the cat thing from Captain Marvel. I know, you're not a Marvel fan.
Barbatine, for your peace of mind. The cat was not traumatized. It then fell asleep through sedation, and it was fine with me as soon as we got it home, and it started to wake up again. The cat happily moved to Germany, loved Germany so much that it lived the rest of its days in Germany.
Did you look at the cat and said, don't tell your mother about this?
Oh, no. I called her as soon as I got to Atlanta because at that point you couldn't call. Mm-hmm. By that point in the boarding, I couldn't call anybody.
So does she still pay for all of your weekend trips when you guys go away?
No. We went halvesies.
Okay. Just checking.
I mean, she owes me.
Did she the first time ever?
The flight was not delayed, Bobby. They just paused boarding and let me on.
They
it
felt
is a nightmare.
Sorry
I should have said
for
no.
For you. Yes.
That was a traumatizing free trip to Texas.
Suddenly, I feel good about getting grounded, losing the rights to my car for a week. Suddenly, I feel so much better about that.
The pictures from that trip are really funny because I'm like super happy because I'm with my friend and our babies are playing and we're having so much fun and I'm just clawed. Clawed all
so
up.
So the next time we need a 20-minute story,
uh-huh.
It's all you about cat travel.
Well, that's my only one. But I did for years after that. Every time I went through the Jacksonville airport, I was like, hey, I'm just curious. Did you ever hear about the woman with the baby that let the cat out of the bag? And every TSA agent for about 5 years had heard that story. So they had all had it talked about during training.
How many years ago? Is this 10 years, 12 years?
This was 2009.
I'm asking. I'm going through this week. I'm going to ask.
Yeah, ask.
I'm going to see if it's still a thing.
Yeah.
If it's like an urban legend that persists maybe. On at TSA in Jacksonville.
So orange tabby cat.
Orange tabby cat. I'm going to ask.
Yep. There's some police officer that went home that day and was like, you're never going to guess what I had to do.
Never going to guess what I had. This lady tried to handle that cat without Kevlar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You guys... Yes. He is my Andy, yes and yes. No. My mom did maul me like a bear. So I got both. I got mauled like the bear, and I lost the
car. You got
the
all the things.
Yes, I got it all, Andy. Yes, thank you very much for reminding me.
She was a tough lady. She was tough enough to survive Teddy Kennedy.
She was 5 feet, 4 inches tall, and no one wanted to mess with her.
Did she treat you somewhat like the cat treated me?
I think you got out on the light end. Honestly, you got out light because you got to get your car when you came back. I would have still been on restrictions for the car.
I almost lost my pinky, but I got to keep my car.
You
got to
keep your car. All right, we will be back tomorrow with Davey. We got all kinds of fast and stuff. We're going to congratulate Davey.
If you haven't watched the movie yet, watch it tonight. It's your last chance.
Yes. And I saw Pete up here in the comments.
Yes.
He did not mark himself safe from seeing so many people this weekend, but we'll continue to worry about him.
Thoughts and prayers. Sending lots of hugs, Pete.
Yep, we're sending hugs, Pete. Everybody, send hugs to Pete tomorrow morning on the morning show. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.